What a complicated week we've had, especially as a people of faith. What a complicated time we're all living in, and one where tragedies abound. UUA President Sophia Betancourt reminds us that we had literal slurs used against our transgender beloveds from the floor of Congress. Gun violence against a conservative activist now catalyzing even more extreme oppressions of hate. Ongoing wars to the point of genocide and many other atrocities. And that's just this week. And it feels like it's every week. It's hard to stay centered and grounded and rooted in our values. Maybe that's just me, but I doubt it. In the face of all this, what has helped me get through this week is the Water Carry Me song from last week going through my mind. And as I turn again and again to Wendell Berry's words, when despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be. I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and where the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. It helps me to remember. It helps me to breathe. It reminds me to let go. It keeps me grounded. In moments like this, I return to what I learned in our spiritual practices class, not just for comfort, but as a guide for how to keep showing up. Here are the components, like a schedule for spiritual practice. One is a daily spiritual practice, like walking every day, being outside for an hour every day, meditation, even brushing our teeth can be a spiritual practice if we do it with intention. Two is a weekly act of worship. Come to church. We'll get back to that. Three is a monthly act of service. I know for some of you you do that act of service more than once a month, and that maybe even that's your daily practice. But a monthly act of doing an act of service for someone or something else, an organization or whatever. Four is a yearly retreat, somewhere where we take time out of our regular routine, a weekend, a week, to reflect and renew and remember who we are and what's important. And then finally, a lifelong pilgrimage. Maybe you go someplace that is out of the ordinary. You walk the Camino or visit the pyramids or something bigger or just big that you may only get to do once in this lifetime. Again, though, with intention, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and a once in a lifetime. For me, this week and every week, I am glad to have the weekly practice of worship and coming to church. So let's talk about that today. A. Powell Davies, who was the minister at All Souls UU in DC, wrote many years ago, and I'm going to paraphrase him because it's long, "I come to church, and I would even if I weren't a preacher, because I fall short of my own ideals, and I need to be reminded of who I am and who I want to be. I need my conscience sharpened and my hope renewed. The world's problems are too deep for surface-level responses. Church calls me to think and act with depth and integrity. But I don't come only for myself. In church, I'm reminded that others carry the same yearning, the same spiritual loneliness, and the same longing for assurance and hope. We may sit in solitude, but it's a shared solitude, a strength that binds us, not as an audience, but as a congregation. Church helps me believe again and again that beneath the cruelty and confusion of the world, there's something whole and good. Life needs sacred moments and holy places. The soul needs nourishment. Religious experience, life at its most intense and meaningful, is not something I can do without, he says, and so I come to church. That deep yearning for meaning is always there, and so too is the reality of our ordinary Sunday mornings, full of unpredictability, like, you know, this little electronic thing that's worked so well all these weeks, and humor and grace. UU Loudoun's new worship chair, Wendy Testa, shared a reading by Victoria Weinstein at the worship committee planning retreat last month. In that reading, Reverend Weinstein answered a phone call at her church on a Sunday morning, and the caller said, "Good morning, can you tell me what the topic is this morning?" Uh-oh. Weinstein said, "I thought real fast and said, the topic is, come to church anyway. Come no matter what the topic is, because your church needs you, and you need your church, and it doesn't matter what the preacher's going to say." She writes, "I was the preacher that morning, and I knew it was true." The woman patiently waited until Weinstein finished her enthusiastic pitch, winding down by awkwardly saying, "The topic is actually on resilience." "Thank you," she said, and hung up. The woman had a good sense of humor and was nice enough to greet Weinstein enthusiastically at the coffee hour after the service, thanked her for urging her to come anyway. What I want to say to you today, even though I don't offer many sermon blurbs myself, is that every Sunday is called Come Anyway. Sermons are living things, Weinstein writes. Their response to our life together and may wind up taking a very different direction than what the preacher originally advertised. As those of you who offer sermons in this congregation are well aware, you just go somewhere else, right? You never know. Come anyway. The church needs you. You are, in fact, the church. Worship services are pretty consistent around here. Though from time to time, we put the chairs in the round and offer a ritual. What we know is the musicians and the choir prepare beautiful music. The lay leaders are terrific. The time for all ages is wonderful and meaningful. And the greeters and the flowers are gracious and lovely. There's almost always coffee and a snack to be had. And your minister does her utmost best to craft a relevant, thought-provoking sermon. And perhaps the most powerful moments that we share come in the silences, the collective breaths, the dropping of stones. How does that happen? It happens simply by virtue of all the people in these chairs, breathing and being together as one in the spirit of hope and healing, gathered by common belief, amazingly enough, but by common values and common need. Come be a part of that. Come anyway. The worship committee had rich discussions about this reading of the importance of Sundays, the weekly spiritual practice of coming to church anyway. But it was Nicola Cook who summed it up so well and said, "It's like exercise. You may not feel like doing it, but you feel better when you do." Come anyway. Come even when it's hard. Come even when you're tired. Come even when you don't have the right questions or any answers. Church, Sundays, are where we get to practice what it means to be human in all the better ways, hopefully. And church is where we're reminded of things like Wendell Berry's The Peace of Wild Things and what covenant means, and that we covenant to live with a spirit of love, to quest for truth, to seek knowledge and wisdom and truth, and to dwell together, to let service be our prayer, and to help our neighbor. We get a chance to sing and to listen to music, both familiar and not, and earworms that we carry into the week. Church is where we are reminded that we can hold complex truths and build a network of community care. And church is where we get a chance to ask and answer and wrestle with the big and small questions. Reverend Hannah Roberts Villeneuve wrestled with big and small questions this week in her poem titled Goldilocks. All the questions today are the wrong size. Either so big I get lost inside them, or so small they slip away in the face of life's realities. Question: what role does violence have in movements for social change? Too big, unanswerable. Question: should I point out the contradictions in her politics on that Facebook thread? You know you want to. Too small, pettiness off the charts. I keep moving through, wishing for a question that fits. Question: is private property a sin? Too big, please stop being like this. Question: is it too extra to paint the kitchen a color called siesta? Too small, literally, it's just paint. Surely the next room will have something that's just right. Question: is this country worth saving? Too big, and dear Lord, this is why you don't get invited to parties. Question: can I patronize a McDonald's that's flying its flag at half staff for that guy? Too small. This is not the way, honey. Dear God, show me something that's just right. Any question that feels worth asking today. God heaves a sigh and pinches the bridge of their nose. This is why you have a body, a home, a place, to somehow contain an existential crisis alongside a need for beauty, to somehow contain the love that surpasses alongside the finer points of living with other people. Your body can hold the questions without breaking, so let it. So come anyway, because church isn't about asking the perfect question or hitting the perfect note every Sunday. It's about showing up for yourself and for one another. Even if the sermon doesn't speak to your heart this time, maybe it is reaching someone sitting nearby. And another week, that someone might be you. And maybe someone came to church to see you. This is what it means to build belonging. Not that everything is tailor-made for each of us, but that all of us are part of something larger, something we're shaping together. That's right. It's worth crying about. It's worth being hungry for. All of us are part of something larger. We are the village, something we're shaping together. So if the world feels too loud this week, or if your questions feel too big or too small, come anyway. Come because church contains love that surpasses. Come for the music, for the silence, for the coffee, or just to sit among kind people. Come to remember who you are and to be reminded that you are not alone. Come to hold the questions together. Let this be your place of return, your sacred pause, your weekly spiritual practice. Let us be here together. Let us build our capacity for belonging, and let us keep showing up for each other together. Come anyway. Amen.